Hello everyone, and welcome to Biopedia. Back in episode 58, we discussed evolutionary theory during the Islamic Golden Age. I asked whether you would be interested in a part 2, and the response was positive. So, here we are, back discussing evolutionary thought from the past. Let's start with a man called Al-Biruni, a polymath who was born in the area around Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan in the 11th century, and became an astronomer for the Ghaznavid ruler. He lived in India and wrote a book which earned him a spot as the earliest Islamic writer to write about the religion of Hinduism with an objective viewpoint. Importantly for our purposes, he felt that it was necessary to study the natural world and try to create theories which wove the scientific method in with religious truths. Al-Biruni's thoughts on humans were that they had moved between the different so-called kingdoms of life to get to the ideal state. Therefore, they contained traces of the other animals in their being. This seems somewhat reversed to the idea in the Bible, and indeed in Greek myth, that humans were created in the image of God or gods. Here, humans contain the image of other animals as well, due to their journey. That's not to say that these ideas are necessarily mutually exclusive. It bears repeating that I'm not a scholar of Islamic religious thought. Al-Biruni wrote that life was dependent on procreation, and stated that this process was infinite while the planet was not. This reminds me a bit of other ideas. Antoni van Leeuwenhoek, living in the 17th and 18th centuries, predicted that the maximum number of people the world could support in a sustainable manner sat at around 13 billion. Thomas Malthus similarly thought that the world's population would eventually fall to a sustainable number due to natural disasters. Malthus wrote in 1798 that population growth would outstrip the ability of agricultural production to keep up. So, we see in scientific sources throughout history this idea of population growth outstripping the potential of the planet to support us. It's an interesting parallel. Continuing with Al-Biruni, he stated that, if a species reproduces, it will spread across as much ground as it can find. The theme of artificial selection is also mentioned. People tending to forests only allow branches they deem satisfactory and cut off the rest of the tree. Meanwhile, bees slaughter any of their colleagues which do no work but only extract value from other bees. Al-Biruni mentioned that nature does not act the same way for everyone and everything, and the death of some individuals in nature clears the way for others. The other example we're going to discuss today is Abu Bakr ibn Tufail, born in 1110 and dead by 1185. He published a philosophical work sometimes entitled Hay ibn Yaksan, first translated into English in 1708. The book revolved around the story of Hay, spelt H-A-Y-Y, a young boy who grew up among animals on an island, and is said to have inspired The Jungle Book by Rudyard Kipling. Supposedly, Hay emerged in a spontaneous manner from a broiling hot mass of clay over the course of several years. The clay was capable of forming into a human, and once he was ready, the membranes which gave the developing boy protection broke off. According to my main source for today, this supposedly means that Ibn Tufail was a believer in the concept of biogenesis, or that organic molecules were there before life itself, and that inorganic molecules slowly changed into organic ones. This led to a creation of life in bursts. One of our contemporary hypotheses of how life began aligns to some extent with Ibn Tufail's writings, namely, life getting its start in heated pools over a significant length of time. These pools contain a mixture of inorganic molecules and water. Importantly, Ibn Tufail mentioned that life took a long time to emerge, which is noted as contradicting the ideas of certain religious groups today. These are ideas which we last touched on in episode 69. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on the competing theories of the origin of life here, as that seems a topic rather too large for near the end of an episode. However, an assumption mentioned in the 1994 paper in its abstract is that life began with a machine or molecule which was capable of copying itself. I won't get into the actual topic of the paper, as it goes into detail on the laws of thermodynamics, which definitely seem like a potential story for another time. So, with that, we're going to leave it here for this episode. Until next time, thank you all for listening. Feel free to get in touch at the show's email address for any questions, comments, or topic suggestions for future episodes. And until next time, have a great week, everyone.